Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. Hey, I am so glad that y'all are back here with me at the Dose of Courage podcast. You could be anywhere. I am so glad you decided to be here with me. If this is your first time, welcome. Be sure to go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe to whichever platform you listen to your podcast. I'm glad to have you, and you will not want to miss any other episodes, so you might as well subscribe right now. Well, wait. Yeah. All right. So listen, on this podcast, we have principles that we live by, and we have tools that we use on the journey to greatness as we are, you know, following our dreams, building this life that we desperately want, right? Like, we want to live our wildest dreams, and we want to have impact. We want to leave this legacy of impact. And so we know there are tools that we will have to use along this journey. And one of those tools that I hope you have in your toolkit is self-confidence. Now listen, I know that we always talk about how confident we are. And typically when you talk to most people, even when they struggle with confidence, they're not telling you. They're not. You're not going to find a lot of people who are raising their hand to say, yes, I struggle with self-confidence, and that's why I can't take my business to the next level because I'm too afraid to do the things I know I need to do. But this is the truth. You know, self-confidence, it helps us to do, and when I say to do, it helps us to take action, helps us to do something we know that we want to do, but we might have had doubts about, or we're afraid, or we're not sure how it's going to turn out. It's the thing that leads us to, you know, start the business, to launch, to send out a pitch, or send out a sales email, or offer to collaborate, or decide to do something else crazy, like start a conference, or start a new business during a pandemic, or quit your job, like something. When you feel like your most confident self, it compels you to take action, which is great, right? The issue, though, is that in order to take your business to the next level, in order to take it to the place that you want it to be and increase your impact and increase your income, you are going to have to take action every day, like courageous action on a regular basis. You are not going to be able to rely on when your confidence is boosted in a moment in order to like really keep your business growing consistently. Right? It's just not going to work. It just does not. It don't work like that, right? We talk about all the time, like, it takes a daily habit. Who I am is who I'm becoming is who I am every day, right? I think it's John Maxwell that says something along the lines, like, your daily routine is what like leads to your success or determines your success. It's not in the once in a while, like, ooh, I felt really good and motivated in that moment, so I did something great. No, it's in that consistently showing up as your most bold self and consistently taking courageous action towards the vision that you have for your life, right? And so your self-confidence needs your support, okay? Because I know that you have a vision, right? I know that you have a vision for your life, but it's gonna take regular, consistent, confident movement towards that thing in order for you to see it manifested, right? It's just, and the problem with confidence for the most part is that it's based on the past, right? It's based on something that you've done before, something that you've experienced before. Like, I was a classroom teacher. And so if you put me in a classroom and I was gonna teach Spanish, I'm gonna have confidence, even if it's at a new school with new people. Why? Because I've done that for 11 years and I was good at it. So I know that I can do that part, right? I don't need confidence to do something I've always done, right? But it's just not reliable to have it that way. It's not reliable, right? It just isn't. And so Listen, let me say this too. We also often have confidence when we're around our people, right? Like let's be real. When I'm around my people, right? It's not new people, it's my regular people. Even if I have to do something new, I have a lot of confidence. But this is what I want, man, I hope you hear me. Woman, I know y'all are mostly women. Girl, I want you to hear this, okay? The places that you've been praying for and that God is getting ready to take you, some of those spaces are going to be for you to do things that you haven't done yet. And some of those spaces are going to be spaces where they only know about you. They don't actually know you. They haven't actually experienced you. So your squad is not going to be in that space. Sometimes God wants to use you to lead the way. He wants you to be the trailblazer, and then you're going to come back and scoop up your squad. You're going to come back and put other people on, right? Like, sometimes that's the case, which means in order for me to move forward, you need to have a more reliable source of confidence. And so that's what I want to tell you today. That's really what I want to talk about, that your self-confidence needs your support. If it's going to be stable, if it's going to be more reliable, you have to have a support system for your own self-confidence. And I'm going to tell you 5 things that you can do to support your self-confidence. The first thing, you can probably guess what I'm going to say. And I'm talking practical stuff, right? Because I know we're believers and we have faith. Doesn't mean that we don't have days on end of doubt or days where we're playing it small and not really pitching that big company or pitching that big idea or going for that promotion. Doesn't mean that that's not what we struggle with. So let's not pretend like that ain't it, okay? So I'm talking practical things that you can do to support your confidence. 1, your morning routine. What does your morning routine look like? I remember when I was a kid, this is kind of a tangent, but just go with me. When I was a kid, I have a younger brother. I have a bunch of younger brothers, but the one I'm talking about, my brother Mario, he's 7 years younger than me, and we would play Nintendo. Okay, and we would play Nintendo. Sometimes we would play games where we were going to be fighting each other, or sometimes we play games where we're gonna, like, you're losing lives and stuff like that. And when I was about to whoop him up in the game, if he got mad about the game, you know what he would do? He would hit the reset button. I used to hate that. I really, really did. He said the reset button, and the reset button starts you back over. It's like a clean slate, which is so annoying when you're trying to get somewhere. But guess what? That's what you need every single day for your mind. When you wake up in the morning, you need to have a morning routine that supports your self-care and your self-development and your self-confidence, not just hopping up, getting dressed. You need to reset your mind every single day, because as you go through your day, I'm sure you have tasks, you have goals, you have meetings, you have people, you have needs, all these things that you're dealing with through the day, and you're getting these messages. And when we get to the end of the day, we are tired, we are exhausted. We certainly don't have the same amount of energy that we had at the beginning of the day as far as, like, our motivation and our encouragement and our confidence. It kind of just go, like, you start on Monday morning, right? You're so super excited about your diet. Then by the time you get to the end of the day, you're like, man, just give me a cheeseburger. Man, just give me a donut. You know what I mean? And so that's true. And so you need a reset, an intentional, regular, consistent routine that helps you to reset your mind. And so you guys know that I'm a huge proponent of a morning routine. My favorite morning routine is my own. I created the Bolder Morning. Now, Bolder, B-O-L-D-E-R, stands for bless the Lord, optimize your visualization, learn something relevant, declare and decree, exercise, and then the last one is read and write. So we're talking 6 activities that you can scale up and scale down. My Bolder Morning Routine takes me about 90 minutes to 2 hours because I like to work out for 30 minutes. Like, I would just want to get my workout done, right? Let's get it done in the morning, because the likeliness that I'm going to do it later, no matter what lie I tell myself. It just doesn't happen, right? And so you don't have to take 2 hours. You can take 1 hour. You can take 30 minutes. You can take 15 minutes. But you need to have a morning routine that, one, reminds you of the things that you should be grateful for. When I think of all the blessings that I have, right, and I really tie into it, sometimes that takes a little bit longer because I'm frustrated, because I didn't meet a sales goal, because I received 10 no's the day before about things that I pitched or things, collaborations or whatever, right? And so sometimes you got to dig deep if you're like me, and you sometimes you got to dig deep to be grateful, to find these things to be grateful for and really feel it, not just to list it, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, I'm grateful for my kids and I'm grateful for my husband and all those things. But if you're in a difficult situation, it's like, okay, I'm grateful for them, but I really need to make these sales goals, or like, I'm grateful for them, but I really need to add more members to my team, right? Like, then the gratefulness hasn't really hit your heart, right? And so sometimes it might take you a little longer in the bless the Lord area. But what I'm saying is, when you get to a place where you are seriously connected to, like, that emotional connection to the things that you're grateful for, that elevates your thinking and elevates your hope and elevates your optimism and elevates your beliefs when you do that. There's a shift in your mindset, right? Optimizing your visualization. Listen, you got to have a dream. I don't know where you're going or what you're doing if you don't have a vision for your life. I literally have no clue how do you even decide what to do day to day if you have no vision. So take some time and get a vision for your life, and just closing your eyes and thinking about that life vision or looking at pictures that represent that life vision, it motivates you. This is before the pandemic. I ain't really doing this right now, but before the pandemic, I would go into $1 million homes and tour them. I would go into stores that I couldn't afford to be in. And I don't mean like Gucci and things like that. I'm talking about, I want all of the kitchen gadgets. I saw a coffee maker for like $5,000. I'm like, how much money would I have to have in order to feel good about spending $5,000 on a coffee machine? And I love coffee, okay? But that would motivate me, right? Like, just those things, or going to different places, I would feel like, okay, this is the vision I have for my life. Let me go home and do some work. Like, I am motivated by this. Let me go home and do some work, you know? And declaring and decreeing, we know that the power of life and death lies in your tongue. So if you are creating affirmations, you know, and you're saying these things, which really brings me to number two, writing and saying affirmations, that is so powerful. That is one way to definitely boost your confidence for the day. And I don't mean just affirmations about things that you want to do, affirmations about who you are. One of my affirmations is that I am the most effective and engaging Bible teacher on the planet, helping to grow the faith of women all across the globe. That might not be true today. It might not have manifested today, but it's in me. And I say it every day. And every day that I say it, it like gives me this boost. I say that I shift the mindset and transform the lives of women all over the world through my Courageous Tribe coaching program. That may not be true yet, but it's coming, right? I say I am one of the top courage coaches the world has ever seen, encouraging people to live their best life. Like, I might not have manifested that yet. I say that I've impacted the lives of millions of women all across the world. That might not have happened yet, but I say it every morning. And every morning that I say that, there's like this boost, right? And there's something physical, there's something that happens when you say those things over. It just like does something to you. And I usually have like music playing while I'm saying mine, and I'm doing it from a very strong stance. And I'm saying my affirmations for 5 minutes or more, right? So those are the first two things that you can do. One, get a great morning routine. Two, write and say very powerful affirmations out loud and from a very powerful stance. The third thing that you can do is start doing things full out right now, wherever you are. So wherever you are under the sound of my voice, whatever type of work that you do, whether you're on a job and you have a side hustle or you're just starting your business out, like it doesn't matter. Whether you have one person enrolled in your program or 100 people enrolled in your program, I want you to do it full out. I want you to think about that vision that you have for your life. I want you to think about the things that you are praying for and believing God for. And I want you to deliver in the space that you are in full out. Don't do half efforts, right? Don't give half effort, whether you're on your job and you love your job or you're on your job and you're trying your hardest not to despise it because you realize it's the thing that's funding your dreams, right? I want you to do it full out. I want you to have the mentality that you want to wow people, because like I said before, and I'm gonna say it again, you know, you are who you're becoming. So if you don't have the habit of showing up at 100% and giving it all that you have and delivering to the best of your ability, that's not going to change because now you have your business. It's not going to change because you used to only have 10 people, but now you have 100 people. No, if you do a webinar, right, that's one of the things that you do. You have this webinar because you want to get some free people in. You want some people to get in for free, and then you're going to pitch them something, but you only have one person show up. And you're listening to all these podcasts and reading all these posts and all these things where people are talking about they had 800 people on their webinar. I listened to a podcast the other day. I don't remember what podcast it was, but this lady was talking about her launch. She was telling you about how much money she made during her launch. It was a marketing one. It was a marketing podcast. Been listening to a lot of those. And she was saying she had 856 people on her webinar. I never had that many people on my webinar. I haven't had that many people on my webinar yet. But I will tell you what, whether I have 850 people or 8 people on the webinar, I'm showing up like I have 8,000 people and I just broke the internet, right? You can wow people wow them. Let that be your, like, my goal is for when I'm done serving you, for you to be like, wow. And I mean in every area of your life. That's my goal with food in this house. When I cook dinner for my husband and my kids, I want my husband to be like, wow, that was banging. And if I don't get a wow or that was banging, or something like that, I feel like I did not deliver. Even if it was good or really good, if they don't say wow, I feel some type of way, okay? Because my goal in every area of my life is to wow. So if you start doing that, even in the areas that you don't necessarily love so much, do you know what happens? That boosts your confidence because your mind registers that as wins. And when you win a lot, it boosts your confidence. It is hard to boost your confidence when you're losing. Hello. Some of the most people who are most confident in their area of expertise, their area of genius, are people who have seen a lot of success, people who have seen a lot of wins. Well, you think that you only need to see wins in the area of your business, right? So maybe you need to add more people to your team. Maybe you're MLM and you need to add more people to your team, or maybe you're a coach and you need to get more clients, or, you know, whatever it is that you do. Maybe you're a YouTuber and you need to get more people to watch your videos. You might think that the only way that you can increase your confidence or support your confidence is to see wins in those areas. That's not true if you would take the time to recognize them. Your mind registers those wins and it boosts your confidence. So when you're winning, and you recognize that you're winning when you are intentional about showing up and wowing. So if you have a blog, don't only put in 5 or 10 minutes or an hour into writing the blog because you only have fill in the blank followers. Before, when you first did the blog, you were praying that you got one follower and now you got it, and you treating that one follower because it's somebody you know, your cousin or your auntie or your mama, you treating that one follower like a redheaded stepchild. But this is the thing, you are faithful people are faithful. People who have a standard of excellence have a standard of excellence. It's just what they do. It's just how they show up. So whether they have come to volunteer at this event, or they've come to step on a stage where they got a check for $100,000 or whatever, those people show up and deliver. And so if you want to support your confidence, the thing that you can do is to show up right now at like a level 100 or at level 10 or whatever level you think you're going to come up to if you win, or if, oh, when I get to this number, then I'm going to do that. Okay, well, pretend like you got that number and start showing up for those people now. While the 10 followers you got, while the 5 listeners that you have on your podcast, while them, okay? The next thing that you can do to support your confidence is get your style together, okay? I'm not saying that you have to look like other people. I am not saying that how you look is more important than what you do, which is why step number 3, or it's not necessarily a step, but task number 3 that you can do was for you to show up and show out, okay? So don't be sending me no comments, sending me no emails about, oh, it's not about how you look. It is. And it's not about how you look for other people. It's about how you look because you feel good when you look good. Hello. That's a fact. Think about when you are dressed, not the way other people want you to be dressed, but when you are dressed in a way that just makes you feel so good and makes you feel like your most capable and confident self, you can take on the world when you have on 6-inch heels. Now, that's not me, okay? I cannot take on the world. I cannot take on a brown paper bag with 6-inch heels, okay? The brown paper bag is going to take me out. It's going to win. Because that's not for me. Now, I love heels. I like the way they look. Let me switch it up. I go into stores. I'm online. I'm like, oh my gosh, those are so cute. And I sometimes think, oh, I wish I was a girl who, but I'm not. I'm not a girl who can wear those heels and still love my life and love myself. One, and this might be overshare, my feet sweat. Do you know how difficult it is to wear heels that are already uncomfortable and your feet are sloshing around in them? That is so gross, I know. But we're friends, right? Well, I'm your coach. You should love me. Don't judge me. I just can't get with it. Like, I literally can't do it. I've tried. And I have shoes that I've given away maybe in the past year because I've just embraced showing up in an outfit, with a style that is my most, that makes me feel like my most capable and confident self. Excuse me. I had a photo shoot, right? And I've had lots of photo shoots in my time as a budding entrepreneur. And I would always pick things that I thought made me look more successful, right? Because I wanted to work with entrepreneurial women. And these are women who are concerned about impact and income. And there's a look, when you look at the top, you know, earning coaches, top, you know, revenue producing coaches, they look a certain way. And I didn't look that way. That wasn't my style. So I would buy clothes and wear clothes during those photo shoots that looked the way I thought I needed to look. Very sad, okay? Because I'm not that comfortable, because I'm concerned. Listen, y'all are going to learn so much about me in this podcast. I'm very sweaty. Shh, don't tell anybody. I'm very sweaty. So when I purchase clothes, I am thinking about the fabric, okay? I am thinking about the sweat factor. I'm going to feel a t-shirt. I'm going to feel a shirt. I'm going to be like, nah, that is going to be a sweat factory. And not just I'm going to sweat a lot. I'm going to have sweat stains. And if I have sweat stains, then I'm not going to be able to focus on delivering at the high standard of which I'm capable of delivering. So I'm not wearing that, right? But when you're styled in a way that you feel like you're most capable and confident self, it allows you to show up that way no matter how anybody else in the room is looking. And then every time you pass by your reflection, you're like, yeah, this was the right decision because I look so cute and I feel so good. If you are the type you need a beat face, your face needs to be fully made up. Now I got some things I'd like to be on my face, some things I would like to have on my face for me to be my most capable and confident self, like to feel that way, right? If you don't know how to do that and you can't afford to have a makeup artist following you around everywhere, you might need to take some time to get on YouTube and look at some tutorials. how can I just do? And you don't have to want to beat face. Maybe you just need to learn how to do the few things that are important to you. I could have done my eyebrows for y'all because I just learned how to do my eyebrows for myself, right? You can follow Olivia Hayward and Amber Michelle Likens on YouTube. I love them. They are part of my Mastermind Alliance. That's my squad. And they are the ones who helped me get my life together. If you ever see me with a completely beat face, it was one of them. One of them just slayed me to the gods, okay? But they've also helped me to get my skill up to a level where even if they aren't around, even if they can't make it, I'm no longer feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't feel that great. I can show up as my most confident self. And we can all pretend like that's shallow. And we can all pretend like, oh, but it's all whatever. It doesn't matter how you look. It's not true. No, I shouldn't judge other people by the way they look. But we are judging ourselves. Don't listen. It's not helpful to pretend that you don't need the support because you wish you didn't need the support, right? Don't pretend like you don't want your eyebrows done because you wish you were a woman who didn't need your, who didn't feel like she needed to have her eyebrows. Don't do that. Learn how to do your eyebrows. That's it. Like, it's fine. You know, it's such a small thing. Do the things that make you feel good and more confident. So get your style up. For me, that's not fancy dresses. It's fancy denim and sneakers. Okay? Denim and sneakers. And my tops, they have, like, I prefer t-shirts, actually, but I will wear a blouse, but I'm very, very picky about the top. It's got to have the right type of sleeve. It's got to have the right type of neckline. It's got to have the right type of fabric. It's got to be the right color. If I don't absolutely love it and want to wear it 100 times, I don't want it. I'm good, fam. I'm going to just keep wearing my black tees. Because even if it's the 100th time that I've worn a black tee, I am at my most confident. So I'm good. I'm completely good. And then last but certainly not least, you need to identify and spend more time with people who see your greatness, who see your genius, right? Who can see you not just in the space that you're in right now, but can see great things for you based on, you know, your purpose or this thing that you're after. Listen. The generation before us, I'm going to be 40 in December. And the generation before us, they didn't have access to the resources that we have access to. The world was very different then. And so a lot of times the generation before us, your mom, your aunts, your grandmas, they do not even understand why you want to be an entrepreneur. They don't even understand the type of business that you're trying to get into. They don't know that people get paid more money than you are making on your job to do the thing that you're trying to do. They don't know. Okay. So I'm not saying cut people. I'm saying they don't know, but you have to identify and spend more time with people who get it. That means a squad. It means a community. In the very beginning, my community was everything. When I wrote my book, I felt like nobody else in the world really got it. But there was a community of people that was like, okay, you got this, and this is going to be great, and this is going to open doors because they've seen it happen, because it happened in their lives, because of whatever. And because they experienced me as a coach, right? We had those types of conversations. The more time you spend with those people, it just builds your confidence. Do you know why? Because when you are thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do it, they're like, girl, you could definitely do it. I remember, so y'all know that I love to do 52 weeks worth of content, like plan it out. I love to plan out 52 weeks worth of content, especially around the podcast or anything really that you need to create content for. It's something that I do. I host content marketing parties, content planning. I host content planning parties. I do some one-on-one sessions, but I do it because I love it. And it's what I do for myself and all of my areas that I need to create content. And so I did that for the podcast. And what I'll do is once I have those ideas, I'll think of people that I'd like to interview, even if I never met them, even if they might say no, or they're probably a no, or I'm not even really sure how I would get in touch with them. I write them down. I write their name down next to the episode. And so Rachel Luna, who was just recently on the podcast, if you haven't watched that episode, if you haven't listened, make sure you do. It was phenomenal. It was about journaling to manifest. And what's beautiful about it is that I manifested her basically onto the podcast because I wrote her name down. And when I wrote her name down, I was like, she's going to be on my podcast. But she didn't know me from a can of paint. Anyway, when it was time for me to reach out to her to ask her if she would be interested in being on the podcast and this is what I'd like to talk about, I'm with my girls, Olivia and Amber. I'm with my girls and I'm like, okay, you know, now it's time for me to do this. It's time for me to pitch her. It's time for me to send this out. I'm kind of nervous. You know, I don't know. Maybe she's going to say no or whatever. And they're like, why would she say no? Your podcast is amazing and you're amazing and everything. Like, they're just like, that's so ridiculous. And because of that, you know, it just gave me the confidence to reach out to her on her Instagram. Cause we've, you know, I was on her podcast also, but it just gave me the confidence to reach out to her and say, hey, I'd love to have you. And she was like, yes, girl, I would love to do it. It's an honor. And it was so dope. But I'm going to tell you this, that constant boost in my confidence, especially when I feel like I'm going to hit a low, my squad, these people, my community, my girls, right? My tribe, they just help to keep me level. It's like they keep me from bottoming out because some days you're like, I don't really know. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think I should give up and go back to whatever. And they're like, okay, clearly we need to have a moment. What's going on? Let us encourage you. Or sometimes I'm like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing that's crazy. And they're like, do it, do it. And so you need those people in your life because they're going to help you to really have a confidence that's more reliable. Now, listen, I am your courage coach. And so if you are an actual client, then you already know how this podcast is going to end. This podcast is going to end with an assignment. And so I've given you the five things that you can do to support your confidence. One, get a bolder morning routine, right? Two, write and say affirmations, not just about your life, but about your own dopeness. Three, start wowing people right now where you are. Do things full out. Four, get your style together. And five, get your squad together. Get in a community. Get with some amazing women who can encourage you, right? Those are the five things. Here's your assignment, because I want you to do something. I love that you're encouraged. I hope you're encouraged. I hope you feel motivated. That's wonderful, but nothing changes unless you take action. So I want you to take action, not just listen to this podcast and think, oh, this was great, or watch this video. Oh my God, that was so great. And so I'm going to, and I want you to do something with it, implement it so you can get some change. So here's your assignment. Choose one of, just one, overachievers. You will choose all five. People who like, girl, ain't nobody got time. I'm about to do all the ones I ain't already doing. I want you to choose one thing that you're not doing now that I recommended, right? And I want you to implement it, right? For the next 30 days, for the next 90 days, I want you to choose one thing, one of those things, and implement it. The other thing I want you to do, because I know this blessed your whole life, is I want you to share the dose of courage. If you are watching this on YouTube, I want you to share the link. You can share the link in groups that you're in. You can share the link in, you can share the link in, you know, other places on your social media, whatever. Or you can screenshot, right? However you're listening to this, however you're watching it, screenshot it, share it on your IG stories and tag me, right? Because that is how more people are going to find out about this podcast. That's how more people are going to find out about all the goodness that Courage Molina has to offer. It's through sharing. I cannot impact millions of women by myself. I need your help. And so since this podcast was super dope and this episode blessed your whole heart, I want you to hit a screenshot, share it on your IG stories, and then at me, at Courage Molina. The other thing that I skipped, which is why I have my notes right here, is I want you to share the one thing that you choose in the Dose of Courage community. So there's going to be a podcast post in the free Facebook group, Dose of Courage Community, right? And the Dose of Courage Community is for women who are listening to the podcast, women who are ready to level up, women who want to be bolder, right? That's who that community is for, and that's you because you're listening. I want you to choose the one thing that you're going to do, and I want you to share that thing, share the thing you're going to implement under this episode in the group. Okay, so there'll be a post about this episode, and I want to know what one thing you're going to implement. I'm pretty sure that's it. Those are your assignments. Choose one thing to implement. Share the one thing in the Dose of Courage community under the podcast post. Screenshot this episode. Share it in your IG stories. Tag me at Courage Molina. That's it, y'all. That is it. I just want to thank you for joining. I want to thank you for being here. You could be anywhere, but I'm so glad that you're here. Now that you're done listening to this podcast, now that you got your dose of courage, it is time for you to start showing up as your most bold self and take courageous action so that you can increase your impact and your income. Until next time, I love you. I'm your girl, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. Until next time, love you. Later. Bye. You know my friends are always making fun of this, like my spirit fingers. Love you. Later.